Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to Touching the Sunrise podcast. I am Sister Catherine Herms, author of Surviving Depression, A Catholic Approach, and Reclaim Regret, How God Heals Life's Disappointments, and spiritual guide in the Heartwork program, which specializes in helping people walk the road of spiritual growth and inner healing. For the past 10 years, I have been walking alongside wonderful women and men who want a more heart-centered and spiritual life, but would like support along the way through online programs, groups, and one-on-one spiritual guidance. I walk with people along a contemplative and healing path, one that has been trodden for thousands of years. Basically, I'm here to help you surrender to the power of the Holy Spirit, who has come to make your being the throne of the Holy Trinity, so that your life, your prayer, your relationships, your dreams and goals will most deeply satisfy the desires of your heart. You can find out more about me and what God has led me to do in the world by visiting my website, touchingthesunrise.com. Let's start, as we always do, by reconnecting, remembering, refreshing. Take a deep breath directly into your heart, even deeper than your heart, into that soul, that spirit, that place where divine grace transforms you with the presence, the light, and the life of the divine Trinity. We enter into our inner world, to that sacred space, that inner sanctuary where God dwells. Notice what that room, that space, is like. Is it large or small? Is it dark or light? What is the feel of that place? It is in that space, wherever that sacred place for us is, that we experience Jesus calling us his true friend, his darling one, his fair one. We're not used to hearing ourselves called lovely, beautiful, wanted, good. But Jesus looks beyond everything we see in ourselves, and he looks at the motives of our heart. He sees all we have been through, and he wants to free us. He wants to free you. He can look at everything that we would call ugly and messy. And He can still call us lovely. Where we see blemishes and pain and sorrow, He sees beauty. He sees our future. All our lives we've sought to be loved and needed. We need His love, only His love, to bring us true healing. We are convinced, no doubt, that God sees us as we see ourselves, but that is not so. God sees us through His own love, His own fidelity, the pleasure He had in creating us still remains. The dreams He had in making us still fill His heart. And like the hound of heaven, as Francis Thompson said, He's still seeking us out. He's still opening up for us ways into the beauty of His dream for us. God has thought about us all our life. Even before we were born, God knew us. And God wants to bring us whole and entire, beautiful, into heaven to be with Him for all eternity. So let our hearts, let your heart, call out to this God of love. Let us surrender to the work of the Spirit within us.
The older I get, hopefully, the wiser I become. However, I'm sure that whether or not I become wiser, I am becoming more aware of recurring attitudes, behaviors, even memories that follow me throughout my life. And perhaps this is wisdom, or at least a part of it. If you find yourself in a similar place, today we'll be walking through a meditative journey together. In a place of prayer, I invite you to bring a piece of paper and a pen. On that piece of paper, draw a circle in the center. And within the circle, I invite you to write your strong or recurring memories, things that follow you throughout your life, or perhaps memories, attitudes, recurring behaviors, ways of speaking, ways of thinking, ways of looking at things that you're beginning to notice more strongly now in your life. On the outside of the circle, write the feelings that are provoked by these memories, this awareness of how you've grown to be through the years. And then draw an even larger circle that encompasses all of these memories and feelings. And write around the circle one of the following scripture passages. Who can separate me from the love of Christ? Or, if God is for us, who can do anything to hurt us? You might write, do not be afraid. You are worth more to me than a whole flock of sparrows. Or perhaps, ask and it will be given to you. Knock and it will be opened to you. I promise. Or finally, perhaps, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. So with this information, this growth in awareness, perhaps we may call it this development of wisdom within us, I invite you to settle into a quiet space, quiet both within you and about you, quieting the room, cutting yourself off from any kind of distraction, interruption, notifications. Settle into a certain stillness. In the Psalms, it says, "Be still." But it also concludes that sentence by stating, "And know that I am God." It is because we know that God is God that we can be still. So as we've just looked at our reality and, in a sense, covered over that reality or encircled it or put a fence around these painful parts of our life, these unsettled parts of our life, with the promises of God, we can be still because we know that He is God. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill the room, to fill the room where you are. If that room were filled with the Holy Spirit, what do you imagine, what do you picture the room would be like? Picture that now. Say the following short phrases slowly after me, allowing this sense of God's presence to sink deeper and deeper, not only in the room, but deeper and deeper within you. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. Lord, I am your child, and you know everything about me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so much. Lord, I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to bring to mind the memory you want to heal today. And notice what pops into your mind. It may be very small when we're thinking of traumatic memories, and that's okay. Right now, that memory may be the one the Holy Spirit wants to enter into. That memory could be from any time in your life, from your life in the womb to yesterday, to even a moment ago. Go back and enter into that memory. See yourself there, almost as a third party, but truly present there. And now invite Jesus, however you may envision him, however you may call upon him, into that memory. Perhaps take him by the hand and bring him into the room, or the school, or the conversation, or the relationship, or the situation. Show him all around. Tell him what is going on. Show to him your heart and what you feel. And then pray after me. Lord, I thank you for bringing this memory to my mind. Be with me in this painful, confusing time. Speak to me. Lord, show me what you want me to do. Jesus, I ask you to heal this place of hurt. Come into this memory, Lord, with your love and your holy presence. God, with your healing power. And now, pay attention in your imagination to what happens next. Watch for an impression, an image, a word, a sense. Let Jesus appear in your mind's eye. Imagine Jesus coming to you in that memory, just as you were in the event that has caused so much pain. And with great simplicity, watch what Jesus does. Let Jesus speak to you in your imagination. Let your body, mind, and heart experience Jesus' presence. How does Jesus respond right there in that memory? What does he do? What does he say to you? Be patient and let the experience play out under the grace of the Holy Spirit. After a few moments, when you feel a newness within you, an image that brings about a shift, a positive shift, a hopeful shift. When you feel this, I invite you to pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the gift of your life and your love, which has reached into this painful aspect of my life, transforming and renewing me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the gift of your life and your love, which has reached into this painful aspect of my life, transforming and renewing me. Imagine yourself acting out of this newness or in the space of this newness. What do you look like? What do you speak like? What are your thoughts like? What do you feel about yourself as you observe yourself acting in this way? Soak in the newness that Jesus gives to you, that Jesus wants for you, that Jesus makes possible for you. And then pray after me. Lord Jesus, if there is anything for me to forgive, I forgive. If there is anything for which I need to be pardoned, I ask for your mercy. If there is any reconciliation that is needed between myself and another, I trust that you will bring about the circumstances in which this may occur. I turn over to you my life in absolute trust. Amen.
God has amazing ways of knocking on people's hearts, awakening desires, arousing questions, provoking an unexpected spiritual fire. Remember, if you'd like some extra support and are ready to embark on a sustained spiritual journey, you can connect with me in a number of ways by going to my website, touchingthesunrise.com. So until the next time, take care of yourself. And remember that you are not alone. You are loved no matter what. And when you search within yourself, you will not only find yourself, but the throne of the divine Trinity. You have a calling, a mission, and every gift, every grace, every moment, even every fall, mistake, and sin is a step toward your completely and wholly being taken up into the mystery of God's love for you and for all creation. Remember always that you have a treasure of inexpressible joy hidden in an earthen vessel, small and fragile. May this overflowing joy fill you and yours with its fragrance. God be with you.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by a few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.